Welcome to today's deep dive. We're going to be diving into a fascinating stack of research you sent us all about peptide science and AI-driven protein design.
Sounds pretty complex.
It is, but trust me, it's seriously cool stuff. We're going to unpack it all, starting with how peptides are being used to, get this, combat COVID-19.
Right, because even with the vaccines out there, finding effective treatments, especially for severe cases, still crucial.
Absolutely. Now, you sent over some research on a specific peptide called HE25. And it seems like, from what I was reading at least, that this HE25 is a real game changer. Like, it's not just targeting one thing. It's like this multi-pronged attack on the virus, right?
You've got it. That's a great way to put it. HE25, it's designed to hit the virus on multiple fronts. So first, it actually binds to those key receptors that the virus uses to enter cells.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's jamming up the virus's entry point.
Exactly. Think of it like a key jamming up a lock.
So HE25 is like cutting the virus's keys off right at the door.
Exactly. And it's not just targeting one lock either. It goes after multiple receptors, not just the ACE2 receptor that we hear about all the time, but others too, like something called integrins.
So even if the virus tries to like evolve and change its keys, HE25 is still there to block it.
Exactly. It makes it much harder for the virus to develop any resistance. But it gets even cooler. HE25, it's not just a blocker. It actually acts as a delivery system, too. It carries a secret weapon inside. SRNA.
Wait, SRN, like those coded instructions that tell infected cells to destroy the virus from within.
Yes, exactly. It's like a Trojan horse sneaking those instructions right into the heart of the enemy camp.
That's amazing. So it's blocking the virus and delivering these instructions to dismantle it from the inside.
That's HE25 for you. And the best part, this combo, the peptide and the SRNA, it was super effective against Omicron in lab tests.
That's huge. We know a lot of early treatments really struggled against that variant. But what about, you know, safety? And delivery in a living organism. That's always the big question, right? You can have something that works great in a Petri dish, but...
Of course. And the researchers, they've looked into that. In mice studies, they actually found that HE25, it accumulates really effectively in the lungs, the veins, arteries, even the bronchial structures, depending on how they administered it.
So that means there's potential for different kinds of therapies, not just one type.
Exactly. Both intravenous and inhaled therapies could be on the table, which is huge for treating a respiratory virus.
Absolutely. So not only is this HE25 peptide effective against different variants, at least in the lab, but early studies are showing it's looking good in a living organism too.
It's definitely a promising area of research. This is one to watch for sure.
It seems like it. This whole idea of like a targeted approach to fighting viruses, hitting them with multiple strategies at once, that feels like the future of antivirals.
I agree. And speaking of the future, you also sent over some research on something that's totally changing how we even approach this kind of treatment. AI-powered protein prediction.
AI designing proteins? It sounds like sci-fi. I'm ready. Let's hear it. AI designing proteins? It sounds like sci-fi. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Well, get ready because it's already here. I'm sure you've at least heard of AlphaFold.
Oh, yeah. Definitely rings a bell. It's that AI system that can predict the 3D structure of proteins, right?
And it does it with amazing accuracy, too.
Yeah.
And get this. All it needs is the protein's amino acid sequence. That's it.
Okay, I have to admit, I haven't really wrapped my head around why that's such a big deal. I mean, haven't scientists been figuring out protein structures for a long time now?
They have, but it's been a slow and really difficult process. Like, traditionally, to figure out protein structure, you'd need these complex lab techniques, like X-ray crystallography or cryo-electron microscopy.
Right, right. Definitely not the kind of stuff you can just whip up in your garage.
Exactly. So AlphaFold basically changes the whole game. It's like, imagine you're trying to solve this crazy, complicated 3D puzzle.
Right.
Thousands of pieces.
Okay, I'm with you.
But here's the catch. You're in the dark, and you have to wear oven mitts.
That sounds awful.
It's basically what it was like before AlphaFold came along. But then AlphaFold comes in, turns on the lights, takes away your oven mitts.
Maybe even gives you a nice cup of tea while it's at it.
Right. And sometimes it even starts putting the pieces together for you.
Okay, I get it. No more fumbling around in the dark with protein structures. But what is it like? What makes AlphaFold so much faster and better than the old ways of doing things?
It's all about deep learning. It's a deep learning algorithm, to be precise. And it's been trained on, like, this massive database of protein structures. I mean, we're talking to tens of thousands of them.
So, like, it's had a crash course in protein folding.
Exactly. And now it can predict the shapes of proteins that we've never even seen before.
So we basically have this protein origami master on call 24/7.
Pretty much.
But this isn't just about pretty pictures, is it? I mean, knowing the exact way a protein is shaped has to be useful for a bunch of different things.
That's exactly it. It's like having a super detailed roadmap instead of just some blurry satellite image. For example, remember that HE25 peptide we were talking about earlier?
Oh, right. The COVID fighter.
Exactly. Mm. So using AlphaFold, we can actually see how it binds to those viral receptors. Like at the atomic level, we can see its movements, its interactions.
We're watching those molecular handshakes up close.
Precisely. And that kind of information it's essential if you want to design effective drugs. It means scientists can design molecules that target very specific proteins involved in a disease.
So we can see the exact shape of HE25. We can see how it interacts with those locks on the virus.
Exactly.
Which is amazing, by the way. What about those other molecules that HE25 carries? The siRNA. Can AlphaFold help us understand how those fit into the picture, too?
That's where AlphaFold's partner in crime comes in, AlphaFill. If AlphaFold gives us the blueprint of the house, AlphaFill tells us where all the furniture goes.
Okay, I'm really liking this home design analogy. So AlphaFill helps us figure out how other molecules, like those siRNAs, fit into the nooks and crannies of the protein.
Exactly. And it's not just about drugs or therapeutic molecules. Remember those zinc ions? Mm-hmm. The ones some proteins need to function properly.
Yeah.
AlphaFill can actually pinpoint the exact locations of those binding sites.
Yeah.
Tells us exactly where they go on a protein, which is huge for understanding how they work.
Wow. So we're talking about understanding how proteins work at a level that just wasn't possible before.
You got it.
It's like having X-ray vision. But I'm guessing this goes way beyond just individual proteins, right?
Absolutely. I mean, proteins almost never work in isolation. They interact with each other, form complexes, bind to DNA. It's this whole intricate dance.
And AlphaFill helps us map out this entire dance.
Exactly.
That's incredible. So yeah. The more we learn about all these interactions, the more possibilities open up for new treatments, for new materials.
Potentially even new forms of life. Who knows? Yeah.
Okay, whoa. Now that's both incredibly exciting and a tiny bit terrifying. We're talking about potentially changing the world as we know it.
It's true. And that kind of power comes with, well, a lot of responsibility.
You're telling me. We've gone from this super powerful new peptide that can fight COVID to AI that can basically reshape how we understand and use the building blocks of life. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in. We've gone from this super powerful new peptide that can fight COVID to AI that can basically reshape how we understand and use the building blocks of life.
It really makes you appreciate how fast science is moving. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that stuff like this, designing a peptide like HE25 or using AI to predict protein structures, it seemed like science fiction, you know?
Totally. And it's all thanks to the research you sent our way. We're just scratching the surface here. But it's amazing to think what we might discover next, what kind of new questions these breakthroughs will unlock.
It really is an exciting time for science. And that's the beauty of it, really. Every answer just leads to more questions, pushes us further down the rabbit hole.
Exactly. So for everyone listening, I hope this deep dive has given you a taste of the incredible work happening in these fields. And who knows, maybe it's even sparked some new ideas or questions for you to ponder.
There's a whole universe of information out there. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.
Because that's what it's all about. Curiosity is how we learn, how we grow, and how we make sense of this incredible world we live in.
Well said.
And hey, maybe someday your curiosity will lead to the next big breakthrough. Until then, happy exploring.